Hare Krishna. Today is our demonstration, which is taking place in Kossuth Square, right in front of the parliament on the banks of the Danube. We've made arrangements with the police way in advance to block off that area, and we'll be going out there at around 1 o'clock to sort of prepare. The actual demonstration starts at 2, and we'll be having a half hour kirtan and then some speeches, and the petition, and thereafter we'll distribute prasadam, and hoping to get a good coverage from the press. Up to now, that has been the case. Our purpose has certainly been achieved in the sense that the government has really woken up to our plight and the oversight that they made. Right now they're making different proposals for Parliament to make amendments to the land laws so that we would be in possession of the land, which is fair enough and sort of the direct purpose of our demonstration, but the real ultimate purpose of the demonstration is that they just solve the problem in one swell swoop by giving us back our status, our religious, not religious, but church status, which we'd be without starting January the 1st, and then we're able to apply, just like all the 300 other churches who have lost their status, except for 14, and we'll be able to reapply starting January the 1st again. So, but why should we have to reapply? It's like someone coming up on the street to you, some official taking your passport away and saying, you're no longer a citizen of the country, but you can apply and then we'll consider your application. What did I do not to be a citizen? You didn't do anything. We just want to make sure that citizens aren't breaking the law, and we want to check on you. That's not exactly how laws are meant to work, but in effect, that's exactly how this law worked. And because it was not properly thought out, it wasn't properly thought out in terms of the religious consequences, the constitutional consequences, the human rights, religious rights consequences, and certainly wasn't well thought out in terms of this land issue, which, as it now turns out, doesn't only just affect us, but it also affects other religious organizations. They didn't even realize it until we started protesting, but not in the same way as it does us. They may have a little garden here and there, but no one has that type of large acreage as we do. I'd like to thank everyone who really participated in this petition. It's been extremely productive, very, very helpful. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue on. In fact, we're going to plan for further demonstrations, and of course we're planning for different types of action, which we've been doing all this time, different protests and communiques internationally to the Hungarian government until we get our church status back. The global support from, I can't even mention all the countries here right now who've actually participated, is really very, very encouraging. It's morally very enthusing for the devotees to know that we're really part of an international community of devotees who cares and who's willing to go out of their way to make known their concern that happens from South Africa to the Middle East to Russia and everywhere. Thank you all very much, and keep it up. We're collecting the names, the names that come in after today. We just keep on collecting the petitions, because we expect it, as mentioned, until we actually get back our church status, we're going to be continually both demonstrating as well as making our presence known to officials, and particularly the presence of the international community. Here was one thing that Srila Prabhupada really meant when he was talking about the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that not only are we an international society in terms of spiritual standards, but that we're a society that also sticks together and that both supports each other in proactive ways and also when others try to do harm to us. Unfortunately, we're kept on our toes constantly by that, because somewhere in the world it's always happening, and in fact in many places in the world it's always happening. As for instance, in Moscow, the government is, or at least authorities, are trying to evict devotees from the existing place where they are, where they're holding their functions, amongst other things that are going on. But then, we're in the material world. What else is it that we can expect? We need to continue fighting such injustice and fighting for Krishna. And for the right of people to serve Krishna without any disturbance. We don't fight with weapons. We fight with the Mahamantra, we fight with prasadam, we fight with logic and reason, and we fight with the purity of Vaishnavas' hearts and of their purpose to spread Lord Chaitanya's mission and to serve Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.